Welcome to Tips Tuesday, episode 50. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Speaks. And for today's episode, we're going to be looking at social distancing. In this era of COVID-19, and we're trying as much as possible to stop the spread of the virus, one of the most constant words you keep hearing over and over again is practice social distancing. And most people are like, what is social distancing? What am I supposed to do? What am I not supposed to do? You know, all of that. So today on Tips Tuesday is going to be about social distancing 101. So, social distancing basically means putting a distance between you and other people, basically 6 feet. But along with this comes some other rules and regulations that's quite important for you to observe when you're practicing social distancing. Because if you just stick to, oh, I want to, you know, put in 6 feet between me and the other person and not practice these other things, you might not be doing it correctly. So today on this episode, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts and help you navigate social distancing 101. Number one, do avoid any gathering. Right here in Nigeria, they said, oh, any gathering of more than 20, you know, you shouldn't have any kind of gathering like that. But I would say to you, any gathering that is beyond you is already too much. 3 is a crowd. So try and stay away from any gatherings, people being in a particular place. Just stay away from that place at this particular period. Secondly, don't assume that someone is not infectious if that person has no symptoms. So you say someone has come down with COVID-19, but because the person is not showing any symptoms, you're thinking, oh, they cannot infect me. After all, there are no symptoms. No, they can. As soon as somebody has COVID-19, they become infectious. And even that's the more reason why they're saying, you know, practice social distancing, stay at home, because most people are not even showing symptoms. Sometimes it takes 14 days for this virus to actually show, and sometimes you might even have it and not have any symptoms at all. So please do not assume. Thirdly, don't go to dining restaurants, don't go to libraries. This is not the time to go to museums, this is not the time to go to movie theaters if you're somebody who loves movies, this is not the time to go to swimming pools, this is not the time to go to beaches. Nah. This is not the time to go to all of those places. In fact, practicing social distancing means that you go to places that are extremely essential. If it's just for something that is not so important, please stay in your house. Thirdly, aggressively wash your hands and disinfect surfaces if you have to go to a public place. If you have to go to, say, a grocery store, or you have to go to the mall, or you have to go to the pharmacy, when you get back, please make sure you wash your hands thoroughly. Wash your hands with soap and water. Wash your hands for more than 20 seconds if you can. And if you go to the grocery store, you pick up anything, make sure you use your sanitizer. I was at my local mall, and I was really impressed with the fact that, you know, they gave me sanitizer as soon as I walked in through the door. So you see, they're trying to protect. So you yourself, try and protect yourself and make sure you aggressively wash your hands and make use of hand sanitizers. Fourthly, don't think that social distancing means that you can never go outside. Like I said, you can go outside for things that are absolutely important. And also, you can go out to just take a walk, you know, feel nature. But the most important thing is, if you have to see people or you have to talk to anybody, 6 feet should be the distance between you and anybody. 6 feet equal to about 2 meters or 1 meter. I don't know which it is right now, but 6 feet should be the distance between you and anybody. But you know, you can stay close to trees, you can just walk around in your area as much as you're not interacting with, you know, human beings. Yeah. Thirdly, I don't even know what point I'm on, but you know, so let's get to this point here. This one says, make sure that you try as much as possible to also put a distance between those that are close to you as much as it is practically possible. Because I know, yes, your husband is back, you all want to give them that hug, you want to, you know, even that case, but you have to realize that this is the era of COVID-19. He's gone to work. You don't know what kind of people he's met. You don't know the kind of boss he's been in. So the best thing to do is let him wash his hands, let him, you know, wash his clothes, disinfect himself before you're having all of that hug and everything, because you have to assume that nothing is safe until everybody is disinfected. The other day, my husband got back and I had to open the doors for him. Usually it's a hug and a kiss at the door, but I couldn't do that. He just said, you know what, let me go and wash off, until he took his bath and, you know, washed his clothes and everything before we could do all of that. It could be difficult to stay from people you really love at this period and practice 6 feet distance, but try your possible best to put that distance in the best way possible. Okay. Also, try as much as possible to interact remotely. The fact that you are practicing social distancing doesn't mean that you should cut off all the people that are important in your life. So call your parents, call your family members. This is the time to actually call, video calls and everything, to find out if everybody's fine and everybody's, you know, doing okay and everything. The fact that you can't see them and you can't go to them doesn't mean that you have to stay off communication and every other thing. For people who have children, please, I'm glad that the federal government of Nigeria has actually said that all children should go back home, including those in university. But it's important that when these children are at home at this period, you explain what is happening and also teach them how to practice social distancing, and also try as much as possible to reduce how they play with other children, physical contact with other children, because you never know where this virus is hiding or where this virus is. So please try to protect your children as much as possible. And you know, children, their immune system sometimes is not completely developed and strong as yours, so you don't want to expose your children to it. Finally, please do not let yourself starve or be without essential items. You can always go out and, you know, get all of these things, but just try as much as possible to make sure that your mode of payment is instead of cash, because I've heard that COVID-19 virus actually can leave on the currency note. You could actually just do, you know, transfers, or you use your ATM card, so that you reduce the way you get to interact with other people as much as possible. If we're able to break the cycle of, you know, getting new people infected, we can actually beat this. And you have to remember, this is not about you. Don't just say, if I get it, I get it, I'll be fine. Or if I get it, I get it, I don't care. You have to realize that you're responsible not just for yourself, but everybody else. Yes, you get it, you'll be fine. But if you mistakenly infect other people, what are you doing? You're going to be responsible for other people getting this virus. So take care of yourself so that every other person in the world can be safe and we can all be fine. Hopefully you've been able to pick up one or two things as regards social distancing on this episode of Tips Tuesday. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for always giving me your feedback on every episode. This is the 50th episode, and I want to say thank you so much. And this is to many more episodes of sharing with you tips and tricks that's gonna help us become better people and going to put our world and our society in a much better place. Thanks for listening.